We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Jeff, I watched the Derby and I created a little bit of a furor on social media because I thought after the, by the way, terrific that this horse at 80-1 shot winds up winning, Rich Strike. But afterward, the Outrider, who is the guy, if you watched, it's got the red top on and he's the one who, you know, grabs the horse to supposedly calm him down. The guy was bit and his horse was bit, but I thought he was absolutely inappropriate. He was yanking on the bit of the horse, and I've seen people do that. I once threw someone off my – we have a horse farm. I once threw someone off my farm for doing that to a horse because I think it's cruel. It could rip up their mouth. He also – it looked like he also punched the horse. Some people – oh, he pushed the horse. And there were some people defending him because he's some guy named – I think his name is Greg Blasey, and one woman I think even works at Churchill Downs. But I think it's inexcusable, and – I think it's it was the wrong way to handle it, and if the guy's a veteran at that, he shouldn't be behaving like that. There should be other ways to deal with an unruly horse, and I know there are because I've horses. So anyway, I don't want to go off on a tangent on that.
I'll defer to you on that one. I'll defer to you on that one, Bob, because I just don't know enough about that. But it was certainly an exciting race to watch. The best I liked it. I was watching it with my wife and. We were looking at when they showed the aerial view of it, and you watched Sonny Leone kind of bob and weave out of, you know, find his lane and go forward. I said he's like those motorcycle riders on 94 that are always bobbing and weaving through traffic. It was pretty impressive.
Well, it's amazing that he could do that because he came from way back. That other horses didn't get in his way, and they basically gave him an alley to go, and that horse just flew. And I think the horse had won once in 7 starts. So it's not like it was
Horse. Yeah, it had lost its like last 5 races, and it wasn't. It was. I guess there was a horse that got scratched on Friday, and that's how Rich Strike ended up even in the race. It wasn't the horse wasn't even scheduled to be in there on Thursday, and then by Friday it was in the race. So yeah, it was a crazy story. I hope that some people bet on them because they made some decent money.
Yeah, I don't think as many people bet at all. It wouldn't have been 80-1. And the thing about it is, it reminded me, when the horse won, I immediately thought, because I watched the movie, and it's one of my favorite sports movies. Certainly, it's my favorite horse racing movie or horse movie, Seabiscuit, who early in his career never won. And then suddenly, it's almost like, in the movie, Seabiscuit would look at the other horse and then just turn it on. It looked like that horse did that. Well, he looked at the horse next to him ahead of him and said, "The heck with you. See you later." So
it was
great fun. And by the way, on the other thing, I would equate it, let's say, because your wife shows horse or dogs, if the dog tried to bite another dog, what would you do to discipline the dog? Would you wouldn't kick it. You wouldn't yank to hurt it. I mean, I just think you're a veteran of helping people or supposedly riding next to a winning horse. Or a horse just done with a race. There's better ways to do it. And it looked like the guy was more intent, had his little GoPro on to talk to the chat with the jockey than pay attention to what he was doing. So, anyway, I'm sure that if there's anything he did wrong, he will be disciplined for it. And I don't want to go off on a tangent. Maybe I do. But let me ask you this. This is sort of a 3-and-out. 3 hot topics, and then we'll rest our cases. How about the it's a CNN poll related to Roe v. Wade showing that it doesn't look like it's affected how people will vote. It will affect some people, but for the most part, it's not like an overwhelming switch in views on people being upset with how the Democrats have been handling things.
The numbers are about the same before and after in terms of where people stand on the issue, but the interesting thing they said, are you more enthusiastic to vote as a result of the decision? And on the supporter side, they were up, I think, 77% up to 43%. But on the support side, it was up 9% to 56%. So, I've said some stuff. I said, I think that when the opinion was first leaked, I said, I think it's going to go contrary to what all the media is talking about right now, because they said the side that supports the decision is going to just be so hysterical and lose it the way they do it on every issue right now, and it's going to be a turnoff for people. And here they are protesting at justices' houses, protesting at Catholic churches on Mother's Day. They just, that progressive wing of that party just is absolutely tone deaf and doesn't understand that they're actually, you know, doing the other side a favor when they act this way.
By the way, has our Catholic president come out against the protesting at the Catholic Church and come out against protesting at justices' homes? I did not see anything, but I may have missed it.
No, has not come out against that, nor was he willing to condemn the leaking of the opinion in the first place. So,
well, I mean, people are downplaying that. If people who were certainly making the point, these progressives, you know, Jeff, the problem is it's never enough. You know, it was not enough. Some states will go, a couple of early months to say you could have an abortion. Some don't want it at all, but these stories about post-birth abortions, and I don't even know if some of them are true or if it's a right-wing talking point to get it there, but the fact that babies, because, again, I have five kids. I'm not going to get into, abortion. I've always said that, you know, it's not my place to tell a woman what to do with her body, but you cannot deny that that's life. Having seen, you know, ultrasounds for five kids, and they're fully formed babies with heartbeats. So that argument, that to me is, well, that argument doesn't hold with me. And the fact that the abortions are allowed well into third trimester and right up until birth, and again, we're hearing in some cases after birth, it's just not enough, is the way I'll put it, for some people.
Right. Well, an interesting thing is, you know, in all this decision, if that opinion holds, all this decision does is return the issue to the states where it should have been in the first place.
You know,
the way our Constitution is set up, where exactly, there's no ban or anything like that. The way our government was structured is that our federal government was supposed to be limited. And most of these, anything not enumerated to the federal government is reserved to the states. And that has been, I think, one of the big issues. Interestingly enough, Bob, 40 years ago, 1982, the current president, when he was a U.S. senator from Delaware, voted to return abortion, override Roe v. Wade, and send the issue back to the states. So the opinion does exactly what he voted for 40 years ago, but apparently he's evolved.
Did anyone remind him of that? Did anyone in the media say, what about 80?
I don't know if anybody is, Peter Ducey's the only one that ever calls them on their BS in the press conferences. He only gets one question at a time. So the other interesting one is I saw a clip from Bill Maher, of all people, and this idea, you know, the justices, they lied. They said Roe was settled law. And he brought up, he goes, you know, Plessy versus Ferguson, the separate but equal doctrine, was settled law for 50 years. They didn't stop, and thank God they overturned that. So he was kind of pointing out this idea that because it's been around for 50 years, it should stand, is sort of BS. And I was kind of shocked to see it coming from Bill Maher, of all people. But there's the Democrats are just doing their usual thing, you know, considering that people are stupid and trying to demagogue an issue when there's a lot more to it, and it really doesn't change anything in terms of the environment landscape for this issue.
Jeff, look how long women couldn't vote. So and look how long slavery existed after there was a constitution. The problem is, as one person pointed out, because it's 50 years doesn't mean it's sacrosanct. I mean, the timing or the length of it is not the issue. And the fact that it's going back to the states where it should be is people are overlooking that point. All right, you know what? We need to move on to this. We talked last week about some Topps cards and some collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
You had pointed out that there's some really good Twins cards people should get their hands on. And which ones are you pushing or telling people these are the ones that are going to be valuable in time?
Well, you know, the hot ones right now, obviously, Royce Lewis and Jose Miranda are the top of the heap. Josh Winder now is out in cards, and Jean Duran has some cards. But the interesting thing, Topps has an online brand they call Topps Now. It's really cool. You know, when we were kids, we'd have to wait for like another year for some of these highlights to come out and some of these players to get featured on cards. But Topps has it's an on-demand type brand where you'll have a game on, say, Sunday, and by Monday afternoon, they've got a Topps Now card out of some highlight from from the games before. Yeah, it's really cool. So for a year like this with the Twins doing well, it's kind of fun to collect the highlight cards when they come out, because you can kind of piece together the moments of the season, right? So we did that. Since we did the show last Monday, four of the Twins star rookies have all had a Topps Now card. So Miranda, when he made his debut and got a hit, he got a card. Lewis, when he made his debut and got a hit, he got a card. Josh Winder, later last Monday afternoon, they did a card for his first win on Sunday, the day before, against Tampa. And now, yesterday, a card came out for Jean Durand for setting the team record of highest velocity pitch four times in one inning. He kept breaking his own record.
That's phenomenal.
And so all those, and they're available for 24 hours, and then they're gone. And so you that's what I call them Topps Now, right? You have to go out and get them.
Yep.
Otherwise, you got to go to the secondary market. So for fans that want to, you know, and they'll keep doing, as these rookies especially have hot moments, they'll keep producing cards because it's, you know, the rookie cards that sell, right?
Yep.
So, you know, for Twins fans that are listening that, you know, want to stock up on some of these guys, when you hear one of these rookies have a big night, and that, you know, slide on over to Topps Now by about 1 o'clock the next day, and you might find that you've got a card to memorialize it, you know. And they do, you know, veteran cards too. You know, when Buxton hit his 3-run home run, his walk-off home run against Chicago, they did a card for that too. So it's just a cool little way of kind of remembering some season highlights in baseball card form.
Now, so this is TopsNow.com?
It's Topps.com, and they have all their online brands on there. And there's a tab for Topps Now, and you can go on there and find them.
All right, Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.